Right, next up, don't give beggars money. It's an act of cruelty rather than kindness. This is the message from the founder of The Big Issue. John Burt has head out after Ed Miliband was seen giving a few pence to a young girl asking for help. Mr. Bird says the Labour leader should know that giving money to beggars will keep them on the streets and lead to more problems. Is he right? Ant Miller, the commentator, Ant Miller, Lembanopic, the commentator, former politician with us. Ant, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Stephen.
Sir.
Good morning, Ant.
Good morning, Mr. Lembit.
Good morning, young man.
What do you think, Lembit? Would you hand money to a beggar?
Yeah, I would. I understand. I really have a massive respect for Mr. Burt. He's performed miracles for many people. But let's look at it in the real world. Is a beggar really going to say, well, now I've gained 50 quid in the street, I'm going to take drugs and remain homeless? Of course he isn't, or she isn't. That's just not the real world. The whole problem of homelessness, and there's lots of homelessness in London where I spend most of my time, the whole problem, it's attitudinal, it's opportunity, it's people who've just fallen out of society. And the idea that not giving money or giving money is going to be the main factor just isn't the case. Now, in fairness to Big Issue, they do something really important. They create a discipline, a structure with the magazine and everything else, and I don't take anything away from that. But really, I think this whole story is having another go at Ed Miliband, and that's the problem with it. It's been politicised.
Hello? Yeah, I can certainly see Lembit's point of view, but I really do disagree, and I think it's just perpetuating the problem. You know, that old adage from the Bible, teach a man to fish, he eats for life, give him a fish today. I truly, truly do believe in that. And also with the beggars nowadays, you know, they're being run by gangs. They're not even, half of them aren't even getting the money that they're being. You know, what I would like to see more is rather than politicians handing money out of their pocket to beggars, they should be more proactive in creating more schemes like the Big Issue. I mean, I presume the Big Issue is a private company. Why haven't the government got those
charity
schemes going?
Well, and also the thing is, the Big Issue was set up on very noble grounds, and I've actually written for it myself sometimes, and I've got massive respect for that, because what the whole issue, the whole agenda there is to give people a sense of employment, a sense of discipline, a sense of earning money rather than begging. But, and this is a big but for me, I simply do not accept that, for example, Ed Miliband giving a few pence to a girl in the street stops her from sorting herself out or makes it more likely that she's going to take drugs. One reason I actually agreed with what Norman Baker, a former minister, said a while ago was because it's much more important that we regulate drugs, that we take the illegality out of it. That's going to make a far bigger difference to homelessness and drugs problems and crime than whether we give money in the street. I mean, you could actually use the same argument for what they're called chuggers, people who are trying to raise money for charities. You could say, well, it's not going to make much difference to give a pound or five
pounds. Absolutely, no, absolutely not. No, your comparison's completely out the window.
Why do you think this is different?
Well, I think it's completely out the window because most of the charities are facilitating a service, which, you know, is going on to help people either by machinery or by people's time. Giving somebody money who's at their lowest ebb, it's more than likely they're going to spend that money on something not so good for them,
okay, so,
and that they're in the situation that they're in. If you take away that system of just money, they have to do something else to get the money.
Even if it's working
for an hour a day and they get their £6 minimum wage, that's enough to feed them for a day, £6.
Yep.
It's not great. They're not going to live like kings. And secondly, he's a politician. He's breaking the law by handing out the money. What is it, the Vagrancy Act, 1824 or something like that, I believe? So, rather than seeing my politicians breaking the law and assisting something that I disagree with, I'd much rather see them putting in a sound structure and system that can give the homeless people an opportunity to earn, an opportunity to have somewhere to live and a safe place to go.
Right, here's Robert in this morning. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. Some occasions in the city centre shops, there's people begging for money outside of maybe somewhere, but sitting with a bottle of wine beside them, and they asked, when I walked past to go into the shop, they asked me for money. I actually ignore them, Stephen, and walk into the shop and get a cup of coffee and a packet of pre-packed sandwiches and set it down to them. That's the way I would address that, rather than feeding the addiction for money for drink.
Yeah, but your presumption is it's for drink, but they might need the money for other stuff. They might need the money to buy themselves a jumper, to buy themselves warm clothes.
Stephen, even myself, I go to charity shops myself. Do you know what I mean? There's plenty of facilities there. Truthfully, if somebody's sitting with a bottle of wine, Stephen, and they're asking for money, what do you think they're asking money for? Like, use your common sense.
Limit?
Well, my view is that if there's an addiction, you're not going to stop the addiction by not giving them the money in the street. I don't buy the legality point. I think it's more of a moral and a practical question. But think about it this way. The implication here is that if somebody can't get the money by begging the street, they're going to say, okay, I'm going to deal with my addictions now. Not the case at all. You're more likely to get crime. If you're addicted to something, you'll do anything to feed the addiction. So I actually think not giving money to beggars makes it more likely that those people are going to resort to illegal activity. Now, I buy the point about chuggers and people in the street. Maybe that's a bad analogy. Charity collectors in the street. But I have no doubt at all, that we're not going to make or break a person's life by showing some generosity in the street. Now, some people will have a Christian
attitude. Well, I'm working on that principle. If you say that to make or break somebody's life by showing a bit of generosity in the street, well, let's take that away. Let's take that £5 or whatever, £2, whatever that you're going to give that homeless person today, and let's put that all into a big pot and create a system for them that helps them. Because, like you say, it's not going to break them whether or not to get that £2, but that extra £2 on a collective basis may make a proper difference. I absolutely do not believe that giving an addict in the street £2 or whatever it is, I'm picking a nominal figure, is a in any way, shape or form. Whatever.
Here's Alex this morning. Morning, Alex.
Stephen, not all are junkies. A lot of them are just down and out, and they're not alcoholic either. I have, on many, having been in London over 30 years, I have given them both sandwiches, cakes, money, even their dogs that they used to have with them, and they were certainly far from alcoholic. They were quite compos mentis. And it's just, anyways, who's the judge? Yeah, this chap you've got on seems to be very judgmental. I've sat chatting with them. I've spent my whole lunch break with them.
Is this aunt you're talking about?
Sorry?
Is this you he's talking about, aunt?
I hope not,
because I certainly didn't make that implication. I think it was less. What I said is, rather than giving them money, we need to create a system that assists them, that gives them an opportunity to
have a
reason to get up in the morning and feed themselves.
What's wrong with that, Alex?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, if they're sitting in the street and it's raining onto the arches in London, and I happen to be there, and I know for a fact they're there daily, it's up to me whether I choose to give them money or not. I'm not going to sit judging them. It's not about me. It's about them.
You seem to think I'm judging them. I'm not. I'm actually judging our government, because our people should not be on the street. They should not need to beg. For those who are at their lowest ebb, there should be a system in place that assists them in some way. Should it be something as small as that they work an hour a day and get £6, which is enough to eat?
Okay.
The point here is,
you shouldn't have to beg.
The reason I agree with Alex is because in the real world, that system doesn't exist. And when you do walk past somebody in the street, whether it's in Belfast or Edinburgh or Glasgow or London, you can't simply say to them, I would give you money, but actually, I won't give you money because I want the government to create a system which means that you won't be homeless in the first place. The person is homeless, and rightly, Alex rightly says, they're not all addicts. Some people just end up down and out. I know somebody who was a millionaire, actually, in Singapore, and now he hasn't got a home because his life went wrong. Now, I cannot say with any conscience I wouldn't give money to the person simply because I think that the system should be different. The system isn't different. In the real world, you either give the money to the people or you don't. And I don't condemn people who don't give the money, but I do condemn people who damn others who are generous.
William's next. Morning, William.
Hi, Stephen.
What do you think?
Well, it was just the other guy was on earlier, and he said about the guy with a bottle of wine, and they would walk past, and they were saying, hey, we've done a course a few years back, and they'd ask us the same question, what do you do if you see a beggar in the street? And we sort of give the same answer, and walk past and go to them. And the lecturer's answer was, do you ever stop and ask ourselves to why they're on the streets, and why they're alcoholics, and why they're beggars? We ask, what do you mean? And he says, well, they could have lost a child, they could have lost a wife that they were married to for 20 or 30 years, they could have lost a family. We're too quick to prejudge, you're just an alcoholic, walk on. We'll have to stop and ask ourselves, why are you in this state?
Thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you. Lembit, nice to talk to you both this morning. Thank you.